Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in.
Hey, you taking my hour here?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. God, I'm so
habits,
thrown off.
Old
I'm
habits
so
die old.
I'm sorry.
It's the final hour. Oh, wait, no, it's not the final hour. It's going to take a while to figure this all out. I'm not going to lie.
We were so good until that point. That
we're
tease
perfect.
Threw it all off.
We were so focused on the prep to just
that was like
get
the,
here.
That was the day that I, remember the day that I did your report? I just totally lost track of the show, and we were doing Stinking It Up, and I started doing the read, and I did the wrong read for a different report, and you looked at me like, what are you doing right? Oh.
And I think I just gave it to you. I was like, go ahead, man, finish it.
Yeah, you just do the read, and then we had to do the other read for the other report. Hello, hey, final hour, not the final hour, third hour of Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM. This is all new. Somebody texted in the last break, said, 2 hours to go. Hang in there, boys. I did have buddies chiming in on our group chat yesterday, like, Dirt's got a 4-hour workday now, you gonna be okay? You going to survive this thing? I don't know. A lot of caffeine today. A lot of coffee, a lot of Celsius, whatever it's going
to
take.
I had a similar thing. I had a friend reach out and be like, I don't know, man. You might have to start working 8 hours like the rest of us soon. And I jokingly responded. I go, you work from home, and I know you work at most 4 hours a day.
No
other
chance.
Than that, you're just hanging around at your house watching Netflix.
No chance you're putting in more hours than I am. I'm not buying that. You're sitting in your home office. We do have a lot to get to in this hour of the show. We're going to make sure to be on time because Josh Pate's coming up at 8:45. Probably earlier than that, to be honest with you, because we want to make sure to give him the full amount of time and have that full segment. And so that's coming up at the end of the hour. It is Big Ten Media Days. They are kicking off. We'll talk about some of the Big Ten Media Day storylines. And coming up here in a few moments, we will have, for the first time on FM, our Mail Sack segment, which we will do, I'm assuming, 8:15. I'm going to write it in pencil for now. We're still kind of, you know, feeling out the room and feeling out the new space of where we want things to go. And so that is basically a Reddit AMA. Any questions you have, sports, non-sports, about the show, about the move, about being on FM. If you're hearing us for the first time because you were tuning into Bella and you're like, who the hell are these idiots?
Mm-hmm.
We'll answer any questions you got. 503-864-6326. I am Dirt. He is Sprague. That is Swag. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, despite the picture and what it looks like with me lined up above the Dirt name. And
yeah,
you
we
above.
Got killed for that yesterday. I didn't even think about being in the right order of the name of the show. That didn't even dawn on me.
Well, I got two reactions to that. One, I'm not mad at Primetime for suggesting that they've done that their whole careers. I got accused of wanting just to have my tattoo in the photo.
I
didn't think about that. I'm proud of my tattoos.
You got a nice tattoo. I'm a little jealous of it. It looks good. Now I can't get a sleeve tattoo because it looks like I'm copying you.
Well,
it'd be like if you went and bought a Tacoma. Be like, dude, you can't buy the same truck as me.
That's actually true. But I agree with their take that we should have lined up in which the show is named. But I also had multiple people, like, I was like, hey, how does this photo look in comparison to where the names are? And I had a lot of people like, looks great.
Looks good.
And I was like, so me above Dirt and him above me, name-wise. Does, he's like, I didn't even think about that.
In my next negotiation, I'm demanding a box to stand on for every show photos that get taken, and I don't care if it looks like I grew 2 feet. It doesn't matter, but my pride matters.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to get on.
Tried to crouch down a little bit.
You were standing tall. You were on your tippy toes. I feel like you're on your tippy toes. It's okay. You can admit it. You're on your tippy toes. It's all right. You had mentioned, though, in the last segment. So for those who are new to the show, by the way, hello. Good morning to you. We are the only ones who do this, I don't know, in the country, but definitely in the market and definitely on our station now. We flip hosting duties halfway through the show. So that's why it was a little confusing, because you used to go until 7:30. I would go 7:30 to 9, and now we got an extra hour of radio.
So we like to mix it up a little bit. This is a relationship that's open-minded.
Yes,
it doesn't shame anything.
No, we don't kink shame here.
We like to try different ways.
Yeah, we do everything we can.
Try that.
So Sprague will host the show every day from 6 to 8 a.m., and then I will host a show every day from 8 to 10 a.m., and that's how we'll go moving forward. You would tease, though, in that last segment about, you know, basically coming back and the rehab process and the thought process that Damian Lillard is going through. I got a couple more clips I want to play for you here. And that is, you know, the rehab and the expectation for how things are going to go in the next year. Here's Damian Lillard.
Me personally, I know how I'm going to approach the whole rehab process, taking my time. A lot of trust in the people around me, a lot of trust in the surgeon that I went to. We've stayed connected. And I think I'm going to return to form. That's just my true belief. I think I'll return to form. I think with this injury, a lot of the people that I've spoke to that have experienced the injury and come back for it, a lot of the surgeons that I spoke to, a lot of the PTs that I've spoken to have shared a lot of information with me. And a lot of it was encouraging for me. And I know what my assignment is to make that happen. And that's what I've been focused on doing.
It's an impossible question to answer, and so I almost feel bad throwing it at you, but I do feel like it is one of the biggest details of this trade and how we should, or not trade, but signing, mm-hmm. and how we should feel about it. He's obviously going to be very confident. There was a longer clip that he had where he mentioned the first thing that he thought about when he was on the floor in the playoff game where he tore his Achilles was essentially, I'm coming back from this. That it wasn't what was me. It wasn't how am I going to get through this. It was,
he said the trainer cried.
The trainer was crying. He walked off the floor.
Crying.
Like, I'm coming back from this. I'll be fine. Yeah. And that just kind of sums up Damon, who he is, and his personality. And that's one of the things that has made him such a great NBA player for a long time. It's also not a guarantee that that's how it's going to go.
Right.
And it's one of the biggest question marks that has to get talked about in this. This isn't the signing of, you know, Bradley Beal, for example, who maybe wasn't the same player. He had a big contract. Phoenix is like, what are we doing? But he's healthy and available and ready to play. And you know he's going to play from day one. He's not coming off an Achilles injury. And that just simply is, what percentage of Dame do we get when he is back? Because I think for many, and you would be, you know, better to answer this than I would, I didn't watch a ton of Bucks games. I saw their two games when they played Portland last year, a couple of national TV games here or there, and obviously the brief minutes they played together in the playoffs. But in looking at their box score, or his box score from last season, it already looked like it was a, what will we say, 85% of prime Dame? And that's still a very good player. He's averaging 25-7, and now you're adding the age and the injury on top of it. And so I think where you go from here and how he returns is one of the biggest questions that we have to get answered out of this, and that leads into what will his role be when he gets back, and can he truly still be an elite starting point guard in the NBA?
Well, look, I know he's going to ramp up at some point through this process of rehab, but I think the good thing for them is there's not a rush,
yep.
right? You already have Scoot. You got Drew. We'll see if they make any other pickups this offseason. I tend to kind of lean that they're done, but who knows? He can rehab this and take his sweet old time. Like, he will go a calendar year without playing basketball on the court. He'll actually go more than that before he returns. When you say what he was last year in Milwaukee, I mean, I don't know. 85 is probably slighting him a little bit, and I know it's like such a small percentage, but I'd say 90.
90, okay.
It was 90% of 71-point Dame. He had some moments, for sure, but whenever I watched, the one thing I kind of observed was his first step wasn't always getting past the dudes the way that it once did. That was his explosiveness holding the ball is what kind of helped make him so special. That and his shooting ability. The shooting ability is not going to stop. It's going to be more, how does he adjust? And my nephew is in high school. He plays football. He got injured last year in like their jamboree. Really awful, brutal knee injury. Lost his whole season, had to go through surgery, doing rehab. Now he's back into camp stuff because their season's coming up. And the one thing I told him, because I experienced it myself in college, was anybody that has a major injury, surgery required, you're out for months, there's always an element of PTSD to a certain extent. You're just you're fearful that
when you make the move, it might happen again.
That it's weaker, that it's not the same. And so, like, I'm not saying he has it. He's got strong mentality. I thought his mindset answer was great if we can play it. But there is no doubt there's going to be an adjustment. And so, you know, you've heard the term 80% of what he was. That would be the top end high level watermark for me. I'm almost like, can you get to 65%? And I think that is being a little more realistic with his age and that injury. You can point to Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a buck 10 and 7'1". He's just built differently physically.
He can shoot over everybody with ease.
So it's tough, man. We don't have a long track record of non-injured point guards still being high-level elite at that age, let alone guys coming off the Achilles. So I don't doubt his rehab ability and his mindset. It's just going to be being honest about this potentially may not be close to what he once was.
And that's the biggest one that we have to have answered, and unfortunately we won't have answered for a long time. Here is Dame, who has been joking about, and Chauncey has as well, being the highest paid assistant coach, his thought process of what his role will be this year and then what his role will be when he comes back.
I think not playing, just wanting to still have an impact on the team and still be present with the team. I think when you've been around the league for as long as I have, and you know you've had as much experience as I've had on the floor every day in practice, just being in this league and having a significant role, it's a lot to share. It's a lot that you need time to learn in the NBA. A lot of things you just learn over your amount of time, and with this being a younger team, it's a lot of things that I can share, you know, without having to be on the floor. And I think that'll be my main job this year. Like Chauncey said, I'm basically going to be like an assistant coach. So I'll be around, and, you know, my investment in the team will be the same as if I was playing, as far as like my time and where my energy is placed. And, you know, I think once I'm playing, it'll be the same. One thing that I've missed over the last 2 years playing on an older team is I'm able to be more and give more when I have something to pour into. You know, when I'm able to be invested in others' careers more, being around younger players. So with this team, I have plenty of opportunity to do that, especially having a young rising point guard like Scoot that I'm gonna be, you know, playing with now, and Tumani and Denny and Shaden, who I was with his rookie year. So just being around those guys and having so much to share and being able to pour into them and be a part of, you know, their continued progress is something that elevates me as a player and as a teammate and as a leader. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that as well, even when I'm playing.
Right as you mentioned, I don't know if the Blazers are done. I don't know what their offseason is going to look like.
I think they are done.
Well, you know, we'll
talk about this, yeah.
The Blazers have made a free agent signing.
How about that?
I'm going to go ahead and enter. This is a new era of the fan. We're on 105.1 FM. We're now an FM station. Big deal for us today. We're in the trust tree. We like to live in the trust tree. We like to be honest on this show.
Absolutely.
Never heard of him in my life. The Blazers have signed Blake Wesley to a one-year deal. No financial details.
Not Steve Blake, not Wesley Matthews.
Not Steve Blake, not Wesley Matthews. Blake Wesley. So let's all live in the trust tree together.
Yeah.
Do you know who Blake Wesley is?
Nope.
Okay. Swag? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
6'3" point guard.
To make sure we were all on the same page here.
Played for Washington last year. Looked up his stats, his numbers. He finished the season shooting 39.5% from three. Or no, 25% from three. 39.5% from the field. I went and looked at all his game logs. He scored double-digit points six times for the whole season.
Okay. He's out of Notre Dame. He was a 25th pick in the 2022 draft.
Absolutely.
We needed another guard, and we went and got one. Blake Wesley, welcome to Portland. Newest guard.
Clearly a depth move for very cheap.
Yeah, I mean, this is one. It's a one-year deal. You don't have Dame this year, and so, I mean, you traded Ant.
A lot of time you devoted to this signing?
No, that's basically all I got. Last thing on the Dame thing, and then we'll move on to the mail sack here, because I want to make sure we got enough time to answer the questions and then get to Pate.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting. He had answered a question about what he saw on the roster, and some of the clips are long, so I don't want to have time to play it here.
Right.
One of the most interesting things was he truly was the like divorced guy, or not like broke up with his former team and then continued to stalk their Instagram, because he admitted that he used to get home from playing Bucks games and then watch Blazer games, and as he watched them, he would only thing he would think about is how do I fit into this lineup.
Well, he says he watches sports that way.
He does, yes. But yes, he said mainly was watching Blazer games thinking, how do I fit in with this roster?
I mean,
and I thought that was a really interesting note of, like, he admitted it never felt right. He never felt comfortable. He always thought about coming back. And then here he is after finishing a game, turning on the Blazers and thinking, man, playing with Denny and Tube would be kind of fun.
It's the Wolverine meme. It's him in a bed with the Blazer in the frame and going, oh, I miss you. I long for you. Look, he wanted to be with his family. I actually, the money's nice, right? I do think the family thing was first and foremost.
Without a doubt.
And also, like, very closely behind it, this is home for him. Yep. He's been here forever. I mean,
he was going to come back and rehab and live here anyways.
Bridgeport. Like, yeah. He shouted out Bridgeport. All right? That matters.
No Blazer free agent signing is going to shout out Bridgeport other than Damian Lillard.
No.
He's the only one.
They just call it a strip mall. That's what they call Bridgeport. Dame Lillard, that's Bridgeport, baby.
He's got his Toyota dealership back. He's feeling good, man. He's back. The press conference is yesterday. We'll see if we have some final thoughts on this in the final hour of our show.
Did you know who Blake Wesley was?
Had anybody heard of that name before? Anybody out there?
Be honest.
Maybe a random Notre Dame fan who remember watching him at college? Maybe.
Because don't remember his
how do you not remember
eight games with the Spurs.
Blazers made a signing, a big splash. Not quite as big as Dame. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions welcome. Fan text line 503-864-6326. We'll dive in and answer them next on The Fam.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all eight of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
All right, welcome back in. 105.1 FM, The Fan. We're still on 1080. Still there, baby. Still on YouTube. Still on the Odyssey app. Nothing else has changed. We just,
it is now the Fan Sports Network.
We're just bigger and better than ever, man. Bigger and better than
More
ever.
More ways to find us.
Glorious day today. Let's jump right into the mail sack because we have no time to waste today. Mail sack, hey guys, when will Ken Barkley be back on? And more importantly, with all of his winnings, what would his first move be as the new owner of the Portland Trail Blazers? That's from Nate and Provo.
Nate and Provo, good question. I was looking up a text history I had with Ken Barkley. For those new to the program, Ken Barkley hosted a gambling show once upon a time on a sports gambling network. We had him on weekly. He was a really smart dude who viewed sports through a different lens, but he was a lot of fun, and he ended up quitting the media gig to just be a professional sports gambler. My text with him and good luck was August.
So we're almost there.
So I'm going to wait until the year-to-date text exchange to say,
hello,
could you come back on before the NFL season? Because I believe he said he would hop back on in about a year.
Today would have been a good day to reach out. I think he would have been willing to come on first FM show. Like,
sure.
What do you think? You want to break your embargo on media and be one of our first FM guests?
Hey, he gets to brag about the Thunder win, too. He called that a year ago.
Dude, the guy's, he's doing good. Mail sack question. So stoked that I get an extra hour from my favorite show. Thank you. We appreciate that. Do you guys already have plans for the additional hour? More segments, taking calls from listeners, more time with guests, and congrats.
I thought about this the other day because we did the Dame stuff, and I called out the audience, and I said, you guys are too scared to call in.
Yes.
And then we found out you guys weren't not calling. It just our phone went to a random number in Dayton, and we couldn't receive your phone call.
Bob out there in Dayton was getting a lot of random phone calls. Why do these people keep yelling about the Blazers?
I'd love to hear some thoughts more often in the morning.
Voicemail that all went to.
Yeah, where does it go?
Where is it?
I'd love to have callers. The final hour is, there's still some things we're kind of figuring out. Yeah. I think football season's going to bring a different element to the show and dynamic of what we want to do for that final 60, but we're just excited to have it. We're starting from that point of, we got an extra hour now, so we can bring back audio, we can interview. West Coast guests have always been very difficult for us because if I say, hey man, are you free at 7? They're like, are you a psychopath? And
no.
I'm like, no, I'm awake at 4, sorry. So now that 9 a.m. hour presents itself maybe more local media members, other guests that time-wise could not fit in, taping with guests all the time, post the show at 9. Now we can get them live.
Yes,
so,
we can.
We might actually get a Laker pundit at some point.
Why would we do that here?
I don't want a Laker
Nobody
guest.
Wants a Laker pundit.
They're irrelevant. They suck.
A Clippers pundit?
Clippers pundits exist?
Do they? Are they?
I don't know.
There? Maybe Steve Ballmer will
They're
get on the show.
They're having their own coming home moment.
Yeah, they are. Chris Paul's back in
Chris
town.
Paul.
I will say, and this connects to our next mail sack question, so I will ask it, and then I'll answer the first question that connects to the second question, and that is from Keith in a garbage truck. Mail sack, how excited are you guys now that you'll actually be able to be in studio when news breaks at 9:03 a.m.?
Yes.
And that's the thing I'm most excited about for the final hour of the show. I can't begin to tell you the number of times. It's been a bit of an inside joke on our show for years. That's one, when I'm on vacation, big news breaks, and B, or two, it always breaks right when we're off the air. Right when we get done at 9 o'clock, 9:15, here's your big announcement. Oh, great. Man. We have to wait, 21 hours to be able
Joe
to talk
Cronin,
about this until tomorrow.
Blazers can't hide from us now.
No, we're coming for you.
Yeah, all that's well and good. I'd counter, our first received news break was Blake Wesley.
Look, it's not great. It's also not the final hour yet. You don't sell us short of what could be on the horizon.
You think we do another thing in the 9 a.m.
I'm not
hour?
Saying it has to be Blazer related. I'm saying we could get Trey Hendrickson signing a contract.
That's just the blueberry muffin before you sit down to the
That's
to the
Joe Fisher taking a breakfast sandwich while waiting to eat his breakfast burrito. He's double dipping. I might be on the horizon. I don't know.
Fair point.
Mail sack question. How do you think Bronny looked over Summer League? What are we doing here? Did anybody watch Bronny in Summer League?
I did.
No.
Oh, how did he look?
So he had a couple moments where I was like, eh. But he had a lot of moments where I'm like, there's growth. Look, he's going to have some rotational minutes. I still don't think he's quite ready for that. But I was asking myself, what's the top-end level of Bronny in the NBA? Now, maybe I'm selling him short here. Could he be a Brandon Podziemski?
Oh, I don't see that.
Good role guy.
I don't even see that. I think he's the best he can do is a 3-and-D guy. The problem is he's 6'2". That's his biggest problem.
He's an undersized guard.
But, like, you know what I'm saying, though. A Gary Payton, a Podziemski, a good role guy who you can play minutes, and I think he's going to take defense first because he's not forcing it. I think he finished really strong. And, obviously a Nepo draft pick. Welcome to America, by the way, where nepotism's run rampant its entire existence. And I love that people are outraged by that. He served himself rather well, I would say, his second year in Summer League compared to, can you name the other second round picks picked after him and what they did in Summer League?
No.
I'll wait all day because
I don't know if I can name you a single second round pick from this year's draft.
Okay. So that's
because I didn't watch it.
It's kind of my point from last year. Like, why do we care so much? Oh, because it's his son.
That's exactly why we care. Mail sack question. Are we not allowed to use the B word now that we're on 105.1 FM or are we waiting for primetime to break the B word barrier? I will not break the B-word barrier on the new FM stick. I'm going to wait on that one. Eventually, it will come out. But early into the show's history on the FM, I'm minding my P's and Q's.
Because you're a little bitch.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. 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 Whoa.
What?
Welcome to the fan.
If anybody had a bet on who was going to be the first one.
It's not like
one,
we use it that much. I mean, we jokingly
There's
use
kids
it.
In the car right now, man. What's the matter with you?
I'm talking about Brandon. Bust out the Brandon.
Yeah, Isaac would have been the favorite there.
If anybody on our show would have been the favorite, I would have been a minus 500 favorite to say it.
I wanted to be the first in history.
You want to be the first?
I wanted my name next to that
you
word.
You were first. You popped our 1051 cherry.
They call me the soy boy.
Look at you. Well done. Mailsack question. Is this guy officially the new voice guy of the fan? My apologies if you've already addressed this. I just woke up. We got this Mailsack question about 20 times.
Yes.
We have a new voice guy.
We do. Yes.
And look, everything is new. It takes a while to get used to new things. We have only had one voice guy our entire careers. Vic was great for many years. He's been awesome.
Yep.
It was one of those things, I think, I don't want to speak for Dusty and Swag. You've had a lot to do with this, but I think, new stick, new going to FM, like, it's just, like, let's freshen things up.
And new brand man.
Exactly. Yeah. Other things we're thinking about changing about how the station operates hour in and hour out. And so,
sure. Yeah,
and it's just new. New takes a while to get used to, but I think he's great.
And if you're pondering the change of it in general, then, with the amount of everything that went into this, you want to do it all at once. Because if we're going to have to, rebrand everything now that it's 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network and all of that. So let's say we do it and then in 3 months or 6 months they decide they right. want it to be something else. Yeah, I would not be happy.
Now you have to redo everything with the new voice guy.
Again.
Let's all do it once, get it done, and then we're good.
That was the decision making was, okay, are we going to do this? Is this something we think should be is worthwhile to endeavor? Investigated. Everybody came up with something they liked and was like, all right, well, let's do it all at once.
Yeah. Next mail sack question. Let's get two more in here. Then we'll take a quick pause and then we'll get to the rest of the sack. It's a full sack today.
Full sack?
Yes. Imagine it's a two-segment sack.
It's a two-segment sack today. This one's from P1 Shane. What's your favorite ice cream truck treat? I have not had ice cream from a truck in years, but I saw one the other day and I so badly wanted to snag a chocolate eclair bar, which is my favorite.
That's not a bad one. It's a pretty easy one. I always looked at my little brother whenever the ice cream truck pulled up. I always looked at him sideways because my little brother would fall for the trap. The trap of, they've got a Mario popsicle bar with the bubble gum as the eye. And I'd be like, oh, you sucker. What are you doing? You're not even getting a good one. That gum was too tough to chew and it tasted like food dye. It was terrible. You raising your hand because you did that?
I fell for the trap too. No, I didn't do the Mario one. I used to get the baseball glove one. Okay, did you ever have that one?
Yeah, thank you.
I would get the baseball glove one, and then it had the piece of gum in the middle. And every time I was disappointed, and every time I got it, I don't know why.
The easy answer here is it's either, depending on the mood, it's either the strawberry shortcake bar or it's the Choco Taco.
Yeah, the Choco Taco.
That is it.
Choco Taco's
good. Those were the only options for a young Brandon Sprague at the ice cream truck.
Is it weird for an adult to just stop an ice cream truck? Think they look at you funny? Like if they're just driving and I'm on a walk and I'm by myself and I'm like, hey,
having been an ice cream truck driver for 1 week.
You were for 1 week?
In Tacoma, Washington.
Your esteemed history.
Did you have the uniform and everything?
No, we didn't have uniforms.
Hat. Oh, it's bogus. I want to see you in one of those little hats, the little pointy hats.
No, we
I
have
would
that.
Have loved that picture.
Sailor boy hats.
Yeah,
it's actually
my,
a creepy
my
man.
My picture of working at the grocery store there at Lake Grove Market when Tony the Tiger came for a promotion.
Sounds great. When I used to drive the truck, I'll tell you this. If you were an adult who stopped me, great. I had a quota. I had to get $300 of merch sold.
Before you could be done for the day or
every
whatever.
Every day. Yeah. And if you came below that, you basically had 1 week trial. They'd fire you.
You got fired.
My first day, guess how much I made?
$47.
And I'm talking, I drove around for 6.5 hours straight
all
up
day.
And down roads, slowly at 20 miles an hour.
36?
Yeah. I'll say 47.
Both good guesses. You forget that some of that crap's 50 cents. I sold $22.
You're only 280 short.
Came back, and that's kind of what they said. Where's the rest of it? I said, dude, nobody came out. What do you want me to do?
This isn't my fault. I'm driving around.
Maybe it's your ice cream.
64 degrees.
It actually was a gloomy day. It wasn't amazing.
It's not a good day to sell ice cream. We'll empty out the sack. We'll do it next. Josh Pate coming up in a few moments as well. Back after this on 105.1 The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift top storage, best selling bedrooms with over 700 5-star reviews, and a feature packed pop up sleeper sofa with built in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
All right, welcome back in. 833 1051 FM, the fam. We are Dirt and Sprague, and this is our first day on FM. Good morning to you. I'm Dirt. He's Sprague. Swag's over there. We're having fun. We're going to have an awkward segment coming up because the fine folks from K2 are in the booth and they want to get some B-roll of us. And I got to tell you, one of the most awkward things to do in this industry is to act normal when somebody's filming you. I'm just going to be out there and be honest. It's really weird.
How many times have you been filmed?
Not going to answer that question. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. Josh Pate's coming up in a matter of moments. Let's empty the rest of the sack quickly because I want to have enough time for Pate. And I apologize. We're not going to have enough time today. It is what it is.
I mean,
we got a lot of sack.
We do have a 9 a.m. hour.
We could do a 9 a.m. sack. And if we want to do a 9 a.m. sack, we can.
I believe your text said 9:30. Not sure yet.
Not sure what to do in that segment. Well, maybe it's more sack. We'll see. Let's get two or three quick ones in here, and then we'll go to Pate because I want to give him the full allotted segment. Are you planning to go to any road games for your college football team, and what college stadium is on your bucket list?
That's a great question. Give me a second on the bucket list. As for the first part, you know, I'm being honest here.
You might go to one. You were just talking about it yesterday.
I was thinking about going down to the Civil War.
Going to Eugene?
Pop on the pregame show, give you and Anthony some grief.
You want to come hang out?
But I can't be on the field, so I don't want to be in the press box. I find the press mildly annoying and, you know, self-pleasuring, and just I want nothing to do with them. At large.
Is that what they do during games?
It kind of feels that way. You ever talk to them?
Yeah.
I got a quote. Did you see the quote?
See my quote.
Did you see my hat?
Is that what Swag's doing when he's going to Timbers games? Is that what he's doing in his free time?
Well, anyways, the answer probably is no. I'm also incredibly lazy as a dad, and I just want to be at my house, and I want to be in basketball shorts, and I want to watch all the football. So go Beavs. I know you'll be saying go Ducks, but I also want to watch that Texas versus Oklahoma game immediately before or after my team's road games. So, no, I will probably not be going to any road games.
I will not. I have to be here for the pregame show. If we ever took the pregame show on the road, I'd be all for it. So I will be here in studio on Saturdays leading into Duck games. It's an easy answer for me this year, though. If I could go to a game, it'd be Penn State. The whiteout game at the end of September is going to be insane. And there's a lot of weeks the Big Ten move I roll my eyes at and think this is dumb. And then there's the weeks I'm like, this is all primetime NBC whiteout. Yeah. That's going to be one of the biggest games of the year.
You know, going to Washington State after they play Washington State. Good road game.
Second half of the doubleheader.
No, if all seriousness, Beaver fan out there, the road game should be Texas Tech.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun place to go. They throw tortillas. It's hot.
Duck fans seemed to like it last year. It seemed like a rowdy atmosphere. Like, that seems like the fun one for you this year. Or aren't they going to App State? I believe they're going to Appalachian State.
So Boone, North Carolina is just a treat.
One of those place to go. One of those two should be the road choice, I would say, if you're rooting for Oregon State.
All right, one more mail sack question here.
Okay.
Mail sack, in what scenario are you the most useful to a team? Part of a crew helping a family box up and move their home across town.
Okay.
Leading a pub trivia team or being the jury foreman.
I'm the first option there.
Helping move?
I'm helping move guy.
Carrying boxes. You got good stamina. You're not going to run out of gas.
Yep.
Okay.
You can reward me with pizza. I don't need to be paid hourly. Like, just hand me a pizza and a cold drink and I'm good.
Give me a medium pizza and I'm happy. Is that what you're telling
me? I want nothing to do with the psychos and inconsistencies of a jury. And
I think I'd be really good on a pub trivia team. I think I'd be really good.
What's the trivia?
Well, that's the thing with trivia is it's all categories.
What if it's sci-fi?
Well, then I'm screwed. If that's one category, though, I'm not going to help you a ton there. But you'll get some American history, some political history, some pop culture, a little bit of sports mixed in. I feel like I'd be pretty good at that.
My cousin on our glamping trip, we went to a thrift store at a garage sale, and she got a free trivia game, and it was U.S. history trivia. So we played it at the glamp ground. And the questions they asked, you had to have had a master's in U.S. history to answer some of those questions.
I'm not answering any of these things, man.
Like, we're like, what?
Who was the 14th president of the United States? Go! All right, well, not a lot of help there. I think I would still go with trivia. Fun question,
nonetheless. Have you ever done a trivia at a bar?
I actually was at, we were eating dinner at Eastmoreland Golf Course the other night, and we were just there, and then trivia began. And I thought to myself, I kind of want to do trivia.
We did trivia at a cider place. We won.
Did you? See?
We did.
You clearly have a strength.
I came in clutch with a Star Wars question.
See, I'm helping the team out, man. Let's get to Josh Pate, the commissioner of college football, our good buddy, Big Ten Media Days kickoff. He is the first Daily Ticker guest in the history of us on FM, and he is next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time. For the first time on 105.1 FM, The Fan, and in Pelican Brewing cracks open today's Daily Ticker with a Pelicano. Discover Pelican Summer Seasonal Cerveza and drink in refreshment. College football is right around the corner, and how do you know that? Well, two reasons.
It's here, dude.
Well, there is no offseason, that much we know. Big Ten Media Days being here means that football is nearly upon us, and then our wonderful guest, the commissioner of the sport joining the show, means that once again, college football is on the horizon. Josh Pate, at Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. His college football show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday at 5 o'clock our time live on YouTube. And you can catch the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Congratulations are in order to start, by the way. Josh Pate got married
the
this
nuptials.
Non-off season. Yes. How is married life treating Josh Pate?
Look, I'd love to talk about my personal life, and it has been good. All right, I don't want to just fleece the question, but do we think that this is a great idea? I mean, FM means listeners, executives, advertisers, consequences, restrictions. Do we think that we're going to be okay here?
We're not really sure how to answer that, Josh. Yeah. We have a television camera right now in our studio watching us as we interview you.
Filming blue B-roll, which is a very awkward thing to do a segment while you're being filmed by a news cameraman. But, we're exploring the space.
They told you that's B-roll. What that is evidence for the inevitable deposition. That's what that is.
It is evidence.
More suits in our lives now is something that we're all, very, very thrilled about. I'd like the suits to know that we're very excited about this and welcome them to be a part of the show. I'm going to, Josh Pate, for those who follow him on Instagram, can see him hit. He's Josh Pate, and he hits dingers in softball. That's what he does. So let's start with a softball, slow pitch, right here into the wheelhouse. Biggest storyline of Big Ten Media Day for Josh Pate.
Let's do nothing but softballs, if that's okay. So the first softball, I'm going to just solidly opposite field single here. I think how should I put this? Is there like a discernible tier two out of all of this, which I thought has been like 3 or 4 years running, the biggest storyline, if you will, of this league? Everybody has seen the tip of the iceberg. All right. Just like in the SEC, you can see the tip of the iceberg. But when you get beneath the surface, is there that massive chunk of ice? In the SEC, that would be Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, et cetera. Last year, and for the last several years, Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan State, those sorts of teams really have not held up their end of the deal. Wisconsin is in that group. They haven't held up their end of the deal. Now, it hasn't hurt the Big Ten because they've won a couple of national titles, but what I'm thinking about is not can you win a national title. What I'm thinking about is when you turn on any given Saturday's TV slate, are you like four deep on games I feel like I've just got to watch and the general public feels like they just got to watch? And that hasn't been this conference for a little while. I do not think it's because of lack of aggression in hiring. Matt Rhule is a really aggressive hire. Luke Fickell was a really aggressive hire. Jonathan Smith was a really aggressive hire. So it's not because they haven't tried. It just, it takes a little while. And so that, I think, would be my biggest storyline.
Hmm. Not to pivot away from Big Ten Media Day, because we're going to get back into that. You're there. You're covering it. You do an exceptional job. I got to ask you, though. We talked about this earlier on the show. I get why Memphis wants to be in the Big 12. What were your thoughts of the Big 12 being offered up? Basically, no sharing of the revenue, potentially $200 million in new money, a media market in Memphis, an NCAA tournament team in their basketball program, and what seems like a pretty decent football situation. Why did the Big 12 say no, in your estimation, to Memphis?
I just think you've got to get agreement from your university presidents, and they just don't want to further dilute their cut of that media rights distribution. I also think, and this is sort of blind assumption, but I also think you need to pay attention to how much Brett Yormark has talked about how they think the whole playoff structure should go, right? Now, that doesn't seem like it's connected to this, but where I'm going with it is Brett Yormark keeps saying, no, we don't want the AQ format. We want the 5+11 format. And people keep asking him, Brett, do you realize that may mean you only get one team in the playoff? And he keeps saying, yeah, short term, you may be right about that. But long term, we think it's in the best interest of our conference. And he keeps on talking like he's a guy who knows something's coming that the rest of the world doesn't know. It could just be he's blindly betting on his conference and they fail miserably. But The reason I'm thinking about that in relation to this is, maybe they do have a master plan. Like maybe their GPS is headed towards this North Star that, however you would accomplish this, greatly enhances the value of that conference. And they realize, number one, they don't need new membership in the future. And number two, it would not have made sense in retrospect to bring Memphis in the fold, even if they did bring $200 million in cash, because it would dilute a piece or a pie as a whole down the road that's maybe much more valuable than it is now. I don't know how that would happen, because I'm so focused on the here and now, but it didn't surprise me when they said no to that, honestly. It did not surprise me.
Interesting. We're talking with Josh Pate, the commissioner of the sport. His college football show is every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time, live on YouTube. You can catch a podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can follow him on Twitter, at Josh Pate, CFB. Let's get to the local school here in Big Ten Media Days, and that is Oregon. A very interesting year on the horizon for them. 13-0 Big Ten champs, and then the drubbing in the Rose Bowl has left many feeling great but discouraged at the same time, if that's even possible. And now they go into the year with an incredibly talented roster, but a lot of it being unproven, and most importantly, at the most important position on the field. What does Josh Pate make of the Ducks on July 22nd heading into year four under Dan Lanning?
Well, I think they're right there again. I mean, I think they're in the conversation. I was talking about, who was it? Maybe DeBoer, actually. I think it was DeBoer. Someone asked the question the other day, like, when do you think he'll win his first title? And I said, I have no clue. I don't even think that's what the skill is. Yes, like, it's great to win a national title. To me, the skill is, are you one of those guys that puts your team in position where they can reach it every year? Think about a ladder match. You know, if I could draw a pro wrestling
yes.
parallel here.
Yes.
Like, can you get enough rungs up on that ladder where if you extended your arm fully, you would touch the belt? Because if you can do that consecutively, like just consistently, you will eventually grab the belt. I believe that. So Lanning has got his program in that sort of rarefied air. They will be able to reach the belt every year. He may win zero titles. He may win four of them, but I think they're going to be in position. So they're there again this year. I also think they've earned benefit of doubt. I don't need to sit here and chew my fingernails to the nubs wondering whether those offensive linemen are going to pan out, wondering whether Dante Moore is going to pan out. Now, you guys are up there, so you know as well as I do, you had a five-star quarterback kind of check in and then check out recently, And I think he checked out because he got a load of Dante Moore and realized it's probably going to be a while before I see the field here. So I don't really doubt a lot of their pieces. I think it comes down to execution in big moments. Now, that trip to Penn State early in the season is not going to be easy. Now, you may win that one and give yourself some breathing room, but I could just as easily see a situation where they lose that one and then have to play back against the wall, sort of wounded animal mode the rest of the year, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world for a team, by the way. You know, they could win the league again this year, be a one seed. They could also do what Ohio State did last year and have a few blemishes along the way, but then peak at the right time and win a national title. They'll be within reach. That's the most important thing to me.
What have you heard when you talk to people about Bryce Underwood, the new Michigan quarterback, who, you know, the only comp I've seen, and we'll see if this lives up to it, the Cam Newton stuff has been thrown out there. I know that's a huge mantle to try to live up to, but what have you heard about Bryce Underwood? And then in Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith did basically a sit-down interview where he was saying Julian Sain throws lasers. Like, he's accurate. He's got a great arm. They're also replacing a pretty good quarterback who helped win them a national championship. What have you heard about the two other new quarterbacks at Michigan and Ohio State?
Hey, you're going to hear all the right things. I don't remember the last time I really heard bad feedback about a projected starter in spring and summer. It's just not – those formats are not conducive to really exposing flaws. If they did expose flaws, it's not in their best interest to let you know. Now, I have gone to some of these places and watched these guys in person. I mean, they certainly pass the eye test. Saiyan's got an extremely, like, quick whip kind of release. So, yeah, you're going to hear that kind of feedback. It's, again, same thing we were talking about with Oregon. Like, if I put Bryce Underwood on the road against Brent Venables at night in Norman, Oklahoma in week two, do I feel like that's the kind of transcendent talent that just that experience doesn't really matter? He'll just take over the moment. I always have to see that to believe it. It happens, like you said, with Cam. It happens like once every 15 years or so. Okay, if it does happen, then I'll just say I was wrong. But I still think there's a lot to play in this position other than just, man, you got the tools. So Saiyan's different because he's not a first-year guy. He's not a true freshman. He's a first-year starter. There's a lot of that around college football this year. A lot of first-time starters that are not first-year players. And I think that's really important because of how valuable immersion is into a program, into a culture, into an offense, into a way of doing things. Everything's not new. Everything's still new for Bryce Underwood. So if he takes the thing by storm, that's great. I always want to be proven wrong by someone succeeding in doing that instead of predicting it happens and someone fails to do it, because then you just look like an idiot.
We're not in the market of doing that. Josh Pate is our guest, commissioner of the sport. His show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday on YouTube, 5 o'clock our time. Josh Pate's College Football Show. Catch the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, at Josh Pate CFB on Twitter. You kind of led into something there that I wanted to ask you about, because I know you've touched on this in your non-off season. And you had a great listener question. I can't remember if it was last week, but it was basically about the powers that be in the sport having major question marks at the most important position. Like, Oregon's not alone there. We're talking Saiyan at Ohio State, unproven. Arch at Texas, we can feel how we want, but we've only seen a small sample size of him. Alabama, Georgia with Stockton. Oregon is obviously in this camp. And it leads to the question of, is this the most open the sport has felt going into the year for you in quite some time?
Yeah. I mean, unequivocally, yes. You know, I don't believe in the phrase, and it's not even close. But I would say yes, and that's not even close. Who's the team to beat in the country?
Yeah.
I just came from SEC Media Days last week. I kept asking, who's the team to beat in this league? And it's kind of rhetorical. The answer is there isn't one. But that's the same answer I would give nationally. Who's the team to beat? I would almost love for this to be a debate class, because it's one of those fun situations, if you're good at debate, where you can give your opponent first choice. Like, you can take whoever you want to. I would be capable of picking holes in every one of them. I think most people who watch this sport, who have, you know, taken a dive into your local preview magazine, could do that at this point. And so it comes back to these questions everyone will have about a Dante Moore or Julian Sayen or Ty Simpson in the SEC or Gunnar Stockton. Okay, if you tell me there is a Joe Burrow-led LSU somewhere out there, then, yeah, those guys probably aren't going to be good enough. Those teams probably aren't going to be good enough. But if it's just a bunch of question marks everywhere, it's, you know, who has the smallest question mark at the end of the year? Or who situationally plays the best? Like, maybe someone emerges on some of these teams with question marks at quarterback with this defensive effort, like we've seen Michigan in the past, Iowa's done this in the past, where they can just be counted on to take over a game if QB and offense doesn't lose it. That stuff could happen this year. It also could be that for all the crowd who has said James Franklin can't, Penn State can't, it may be that you need to erase can't from your vocabulary because a lot of things that used to not be possible are very possible this year. Maybe a 1 year only, but they're possible this year. So if you want to invite some of your casual friends, maybe like an NFL or NBA type in your life to watch college football, this is the year you probably want to invite them because I just think it's car wreck after car wreck after car wreck every Saturday. But no one gets hurt. We just all get entertained.
Very quickly, because we're already against it, and we love talking with you. We're looking forward to football season with you again. Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma, they're the new Coldplay couple, right? They're going to get back together eventually, and that seems like it's destined.
Let me tell you what's destined. We're going straight back to AM with these kinds of questions. That's what's destined. I could not believe that. I mean, I could believe it. It's not that infidelity is a new concept, sure, but right. Come on, guys. But then again, yesterday I was on a Zoom call, and I didn't even realize the Zoom had started, and I was yelling in Nashville traffic. So I had my own version of Kiss Cam yesterday. It was like Zoom traffic color commentary. The answer is no. Lincoln's not going back to Oklahoma. Next question.
The band or concert you would be kind of embarrassed to admit, but you are at Fenway Park because you want to get in on their musical performance. People wouldn't guess it about you. Who is that?
Man, current or past? I don't even know if I have an answer for current.
Okay,
go past. Yeah, go past.
Well, I wouldn't be embarrassed because I really don't care what anyone else thinks. But if I could go back to the vintage, like Phil Collins, you could put him with Genesis or put him solo. If I could see Phil Collins, like the late 80s live, it would be an out of body experience for me. That would be just, can you imagine those drums in the air tonight hitting as like they flash a strobe against the green monster?
My God.
Imagine that sentence coming out of your mouth at Big Ten Media Days. What have we done?
Oh, my Lord.
Are you air drumming? Are you air drumming at the Phil Collins concert?
I think it's moving right now at Big Ten Media
Days. I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now in this partition, and the cops are on the way.
Josh Pate, the commissioner of the sport, at Josh Pate, CFB on Twitter. You can catch his show every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock our time, live on YouTube. Get the podcast wherever you find your podcast. There is no off-season, but for those casuals who believe in an off-season, it's almost over. Couldn't think of a better guy to have on our first day on FM. Continued success. Have fun in Vegas, and let's catch up again soon.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Josh Pate of the Josh Pate College Football Show.
Love talking to him, dude. Season's not over. It never ends, but it's here.
It's here, baby.
Media days are wrapping up, and then camp starts.
1 month away, basically, from games, and I can't wait. The Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They crack open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's new summer seasonal cerveza and drink in refreshment. Let's start the final hour with some college football notes. What are your biggest storylines going into Big Ten Media Days? We kick off, the final hour. We got 4 hours now, baby. I'm not out of gas yet. Back after this on The Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.